is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Millions around the world are mourning Pope Francis. He died this morning at the age of 88. His last public appearance was just yesterday when he delivered an Easter blessing and toured St. Peter's Square in his Pope Mobile. The crowds gathered there again today with a rosary prayer.
As a Catholic, I feel sad, also as a human, but also very happy that he gave his life until the end, as we all should do.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. The Vatican's church bell tolling 88 times for every year Pope Francis was on this earth.
He's now at peace, and I just feel immense gratitude for all that he gave to the church.
Catholic theologian Tina Beatty, according to his wishes, the first South American pope, this cleric who remained famously humble in word and deed, will be placed in a simple wooden coffin and lie in state for the faithful to pay their respects. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Fordham University's Father Thomas Massaro on the Pope's appeal to so many. It stemmed partly from his humble style and his concern for the poor.
This is a good, approachable Pope, one that people felt close to elderly and kids, and I think it really put a human face on the papacy.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe on J.D. Vance meeting with the Pope in Vance's statement.
My heart goes out to the millions of Christians all over the world who loved him. I was happy to see him yesterday, though he was obviously very ill. But I'll always remember him for a homily that he gave shortly after the COVID-19 pandemic began, where the Pope had urged the world to focus on its faith and believe that ultimately the world would get through that pandemic.
The Pope also had his critics because of his views on capitalism and climate change. The cause of death has not been shared, but he had chronic lung disease and was recently hospitalized for 38 days with double pneumonia. His body will lie in state beginning on Wednesday. The latest reports that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth shared plans to strike Yemen with his wife and brother on a Signal messaging chat have prompted more calls from Democrats that he be fired. CBS's Nicole Killian.
The president and the White House expressing confidence in the defense secretary's ability, even amid this latest controversy.
At the Boston Marathon, heard here on ESPN.
John Greer is the man who is going to meet the moment in Boston. Champion of the 129th Boston Marathon.
Markets have been down over concerns about a threat China made to retaliate if other countries join the U.S. to harm Chinese trade. The Dow is currently off 1,283 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. It was a truck fully on fire that caused a slowdown for morning commuters in Racine County. Northbound lanes were impacted near 7 Mile Road this morning, with the closure lasting from just before dawn through the first part of the morning drive. There are not believed to be any injuries. We're working on learning more. A former federal official is coming to Racine to talk about current federal operations. A town hall is being held Thursday at the Bryant Community Center with former Social Security Administration Commissioner Martin O'Malley. A statement says the event will focus on federal budget impacts and tax policy. A police chase in Racine Saturday night ended when a fleeing driver ran a stop sign and crashed, critically injuring a 72-year-old man. He was flown to freighter in Milwaukee. The 36-year-old suspect driver was arrested and is in custody. In a separate incident early yesterday, another fleeing driver was tased and arrested near Saxony. The Racine Zoo won a contest run by the Baird Center in Milwaukee, allowing them to host a major fundraising gala at no cost. The event, planned for next year, will help raise money for a new veterinary center and educational facility. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Brewers and the Giants. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers kick off a long 10-day road trip tonight in San Francisco with four games against the Giants, three in St. Louis, three in Chicago against the White Sox. The crew won't be back until Friday, May 2nd against the Cubs. Yesterday, the Brewers rolled over the A's 14-1. Milwaukee able to steal a franchise nine bases in one game. Manager Pat Murphy says that gets into an opponent's head.
Yeah, I think it rattles any team. You know, so our young guys like to run, and they're excited about playing that type of game.
NBA, the Bucks play the Pacers tomorrow night in Indianapolis for Game 2. Milwaukee losing Game 1 over the weekend. College football, the Badgers wrapping up spring practice with a scrimmage in Madison. Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel.
We did not stop the run the way we need to. The mentality of stopping the run is first. The physicality of this game of football, which is what this place has always been around. And then you can get into some of the schematic things.
That's Wisconsin's Mike Tressel with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Still battling a breezy wind today, gusting up to 40 miles per hour under mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures still mild, scraping the mid-50s. We'll see spots of sunshine before the sun sets, and a chance of some light rain tomorrow afternoon, with plenty of sunshine building in for Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Welcome to my Monday. Hope you had a nice weekend. Paul McCartney, on this date in 1990, played in front of 184,000 fans at a stadium in Rio de Janeiro, creating a new world record at the time for the largest crowd attending a rock concert. Here's Paul McCartney now with the Beatles. Come Together on WRJN.
Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yours too. trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Be listening this afternoon just after the 5 o'clock news. I'm going to have your 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs, one great year. Today we feature the class of 1971. We'll also recap some of the big news stories and memories of that year. So be listening this afternoon just after the 5 o'clock news for the 5 o'clock class reunion on WRJN.
Hungry for fresh signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has you covered. Grab yours at Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, Christiana's Supermarket on Kearney Avenue, and now Kinsey's Corner Mart, 3425 Kinsey Avenue. Stop by the shop on Washington Avenue for a sandwich fit for a king, hot ham and cheese, meatball sub, and more. Plus, check out the brand new online ordering system at Lee's Deli. Racine.com. Fresh, fast, delicious. Lee's Deli, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Brewers Baseball Academy, presented by Fleet Farm, returns to cities this summer for its 13th year. Kids ages 6 to 14 are invited for a week of instruction and fun, plus a VIP day at American Family Field. Space is limited. Don't miss out. Visit brewers.com/camps for details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
With local news and now Timeless Hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
LaSance, WRJN. It says here, researchers say young couples are more likely to split if they live near lots of unmarried people. Well, yeah, who needs Tinder when apartment 2B is just down the hall?
Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can and don't be slow. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville. Take the last train to Clarksville. Take the last train to Clarksville.
The Monkees on WRJN. Have you been listening to the late Paul Harvey? Paul Harvey is back with archived episodes of The Rest of the Story. You can hear him weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen and middays with Dan Marcus at 12:05. And it's brought to you in part by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha, 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Kenosha's tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements and more. All right, we'll get you into the news center here in just a second.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. It was a truck fully on fire that caused a slowdown for morning commuters in Racine County. Northbound lanes were impacted near 7 Mile Road this morning, with the closure lasting from just before dawn through the first part of the morning drive. There are not believed to be any injuries or working on learning more. Racine police say a 72-year-old man is fighting for his life after a Saturday night chase ended in a crash at Victory and Lathrop. Flight for Life was called with the victim flown to Milwaukee. The suspect, a 36-year-old man, was taken into custody with formal charges not yet filed. In another Racine police chase early yesterday, officers tased a driver who fled and later stopped near Saxony. Local tributes are coming in regarding the death of the Pope. Lisa Hale has more.
Forward Latino, a national advocacy group headquartered in Franklin, Wisconsin, with members in 29 states, has reacted to the news of the passing of Pope Francis, the first Latin American pope. It said Pope Francis was a champion for immigrants and was a pope for all believers, transcending the barriers of wealth and status. Pope Francis was 88.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Still battling a breezy wind today, gusting up to 40 miles per hour under mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures still mild, scraping the mid-50s. We'll see spots of sunshine before the sun sets, and a chance of some light rain tomorrow afternoon, with plenty of sunshine building in for Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49.
Yeah.
News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
Hope you had a nice Easter.
Yes, I had a wonderful Easter. How about you?
Yeah, very nice. Now, your husband's name is Jeff.
Yes, it is.
But you sent me a text yesterday that said, Kevin and I would like to wish you a happy Easter.
Well, yeah, I did. And what was included in that text?
Yeah, there was a picture of you and Kevin Costner.
That's right.
Yeah.
Kevin and I were just, you know, wishing everyone a happy Easter.
Now, this was you told this story, I don't know, last week or whenever it was, about how you were on the set of the filming of Field of Dreams.
Yes, I was an extra.
Yeah.
They called me.
And you got to snap a photo with Kevin Costner. And here he is with his arm around your waist.
I know. I mean, look at that. That's the first thing I noticed that when I got that picture developed, I'm looking at his arm is really hugging my waist. Mm-hmm.
Now, see, I didn't notice that at first. At first, I noticed the big smile on your face and he's not smiling.
Yeah, and it was, well, I was excited. I'm sure he was so thrilled to meet me.
Well, at first I thought, oh, he's thinking, oh, here I go again. I have to take a picture with another fan. But then I saw the arm around your waist, and he's like, oh, here I go again.
Yeah, I think I just caught him at just the right time. We were at the drinking. Oh, it's a story I could tell forever. We were at the bubbler. I was getting a drink, and he was standing against the wall.
Nice. Yeah. Well, that's a very cherished photo of yours, I'm sure.
It is. Yeah. Yes, it is. It's just one of those ones that I can say, hey, guess what?
And you've got, it says, with Kevin Costner on the set of Shoeless Joe.
Yes, that was the original name of the movie.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a very nice photo. And,
yes, it is.
And I'm sure your husband appreciated that you sent it to me on Easter Sunday.
Of course. Yeah. I don't think he knows, but I really don't think it's that big of a deal to him. We've known each other for so long.
Yeah.
And you and I have known each other for a long time, too.
So yesterday, Easter Sunday, we saw Pope Francis yesterday. Yeah. And then we learned, of course, of his death this morning.
Wow. I mean, he made it through Easter.
Yeah.
And right until maybe the morning hours.
Took a lot out of him, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, and they had pictures of him. I guess he was sitting there, but he didn't lead any services or anything like that. So sad.
Now, I'm not Catholic, but I'm very intrigued every time this happens with the ceremony that happens in the days and weeks to come. It's very interesting to me.
It is. And I think it's interesting how they then choose the next pope and the signs that go up, the smoke and all of that. That is it. Yeah, it is very intriguing.
He was, like I said, I'm not Catholic. He was not, he was not my pope, but he seemed like, one of the good ones, one of the good guys.
Yeah, and I think he was more, I don't want to say radical, but he was more in time with the times, I guess you could say. He lived off campus of the palace campus, and he lived in a 2-room apartment because he said when he first moved into the one in the palace, he goes, I want to be around people. And that he wanted to move because of that reason. And I get it,
Yeah. Now we have to wait and see what happens in the, like I said, the days and weeks to come.
Yeah, right.
All right. There's my friend Robin, who joins us from time to time with her husband, Kevin Costner on WRJN.
You got you're good. someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Since my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. Won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. I'm not alone. Oh, once I can see this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Hey, hey, yeah. Oh, they love me.
Local news, Timeless Hits, Stevie Wonder on WRJN. Well, the Don Rosen Morning Show is home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week, and now you can hear many of those interviews in podcast form on demand when you go to WRJN.com. Just click on the Don Rosen Morning Show to listen.
Do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart? How the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic.
Yeah.
And local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. There's Gallery with It's Nice to Be With You. I'm Kurt Vollman, and WRJN is proud to co-sponsor the Milwaukee Film Festival. It opens up this Thursday, runs through May 8th. Every kind of film, from hard-hitting documentaries to lighthearted comedies. And if you want more information about it, you can go to WRJN.com. Or you can check out our latest newsletter.
This Mother's Day, say I love you with fresh flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. A stunning bouquet, a custom arrangement, or a thoughtful gift paired with DeBrand Premium Chocolates or Carrie's Candles with signature scents like Mom's Home, Wisconsin Northwoods, or Ocean Breeze. Shop early for the best selection because Mom deserves the very best. Order online at SunnysideFloristOfKenosha.com or enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue, open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Something big is happening at Racine Riverside Marine. It's the 2025 Spring Launch and Open House event, Saturday, May 3rd, starting at 10 a.m. with Smith Nelson Project playing from 6 to 9 p.m. Pico's Food Truck will serve up delicious food, while free ice-cold beer and soda will keep the good vibes flowing. Win raffle prizes and get out on the water in a Robalo test boat ride. New vibe, new theme, same legendary marina. Stop by Racine Riverside Marine at 950 Erie Street for all your boating needs and launch into spring the right way.
Hey, get in.
What? Who are you?
I'm future you.
Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Mia, our doctor figured it out. She said it's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, and Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
WRJN.
For 98 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. It says here, researchers found that procrastination can be genetic, so I guess call your parents today to tell them it's all their fault, or better yet, wait till tomorrow.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. A field day for the heat, a thousand people in the street, singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
WRJN.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright or in the darkest night, no one knows. Comes and goes. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change with every new day? Still, I'm gonna miss you. Don't question why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost at such a cost. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you may lose your mind.
in life unkind.